Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure. Catherine Computer is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She is a veteran of the branding and advertising world. She's worked on Madison Avenue, Wall Street. She's been in academia. She is a speaker and presenter on branding. She is an expert on branding, especially personal branding. She is the author of an outstanding book that I'm holding in my hand, You Are a Brand. And that's the letter R, a brand. And it's all about personal branding. She's our good friend. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Let me stick a little personal note in here,
okay.
Catherine, that I don't think I may have mentioned it in passing earlier in the show. The Small Business Advocate is now, as of last week, a registered trademark of the Small Business Network.
Oh, fabulous. Great.
We just got our registration in last week.
Great.
So folks, I'm only using you for 9 years almost, Catherine. My audience has heard me talk about the Small Business Advocate, but we took the steps to submit to the Patent and Trademark Office and say we want this to be registered as our intellectual property, and it now is, and it belongs to us.
You know, I think intellectual property is important, and the great thing now is that the government makes it easy. I mean, you can even download the application form and file online. And, you know, I think the fee is like $200 or $300, but you don't have to hire a lawyer or anything like that. You can really do it yourself if you're a small business person.
We actually used a lawyer for part of it, but you're exactly right. We did our own research to start with, just to see how much trouble it was going to be, and to see, you know, what the impediments were going to be, if there was somebody else out there who already had it, to see, you know, in other words, you can do that kind of research, as you say, to even find out if you have a shot at it.
Exactly, because you can do research online to see if anyone else owns the same name.
Right.
You can have a similar name as another company as long as it's in a different business area.
Right.
So
there
wouldn't be
classes.
Conflict.
Yeah, different classes of business. But if someone else has what you wanted to name your company or your brand in your class, then you got to go back to the drawing board.
You got to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
That's why it's important. And frankly, if you become big and you want to sell your company, you want to have a brand name that you own that's distinct. So that's why it's important to, you know, do the research and register it, you know, if you have ambitions to, you know, take your company and sell it and make some money at some point.
Absolutely. And so, as you know, Catherine, I encourage small business owners all to focus more on their brands, and as you've helped us to understand over the years, you have a brand. The question is not whether you have brands. The question is who's defining your brands.
Right.
Isn't it?
And if you don't define it, somebody else will. That's why you want to take charge, because, you know, it's a competitive world out there. And if you don't brand your company or brand yourself, other people are going to position you and say, this is what this business is about. So that's why you want to take charge, because obviously they're not going to position your business in the way you would, you know, or in a, you know, advantageous way. They're going to look for faults. They're going to look for the weak points.
Well, and I just mentioned the actual legal recognition of my brand, but a brand is so much more than a registered trademark. It's so much more than just the words, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact, I mean, that's a big change in the way that people are looking at brands and branding these days, because, you know, I think that, you know, the old-fashioned thinking was it's the name and the mark,
the logo,
yes. And today, I mean, that's just a tiny bit of it. I mean, a brand is basically every touch point in which, you know, the idea of you or your product comes in contact with a potential customer or with a customer. So, you know, it's really a relationship. It's really, you know, an idea of what you stand for. It's not just that little thing. It's every touch point that your brand can come up and interface with someone. You really want to think about that and think about, gee, what is that experience like for a customer, and how can I make it special to my company, to my brand, to my product, to really differentiate it?
As my friend Phil Nolman says, you know, branding is really the ding that goes out off in the minds of your customers when they think about you. That's where branding has the strongest impact, isn't it?
Right. That's great. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
It is, because, you know, it's really a relationship. It's really an intangible thing. It's really, and that's why, you know, a big thing these days, too, is this whole emotional area, you know, emotional branding and building that emotional relationship, and that, you know, brands that are really powerful have a powerful ding in the mind, you know, and have a powerful relationship, and it's very hard to dislodge. You know, and it could be a very similar product that doesn't even have any of those connections, mm-hmm. that doesn't do well.
And you can have a negative brand.
Yes.
Your brand can turn negative. I mean, there are products and companies that I feel negative about. I'm sure you do, too.
Yeah, we all do.
And I'm not saying they can't redeem themselves, but so far they haven't.
Right.
Because I had a bad experience or whatever.
Yeah, Walmart's gotten a lot of publicity, you know, the last couple of years about, you know, healthcare benefits for employees, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it's really hurt their image, you know, and it's hurt them as they try to expand. And, you know, they've been spending a lot of money trying to turn that image around, you know.
Yeah. Well, they've got the Microsoft problem.
Right.
You know, they're so big that
right.
they're a target that can't be missed.
Right, it's an easy target.
If you want to shoot at
something, they made it harder for themselves too by, you know, certain actions that they took, you know, and things like that, which was a problem.
What do you think about let's talk about personal branding. I know that's one of the things that you focus on the most, Catherine, if I'm not mistaken. And how does a small business owner decide to focus on having a personal brand, as opposed to or in addition to having a corporate brand?
Well, you know, I think that when you have your own business and it's a startup, you have to use all the ammunition that you can to sort of build your company. And who you are can be a powerful embodiment of your company. And so that's why you want to build a reputation, not only for your brand and what your business is, but who you are and what you stand for.
Mm-hmm.
It will help you, you know, build leadership for your company and your product. And it will help accelerate, you know, getting from A to B to C as you, you know, try to take your company forward.
And you don't, and you can have a personal brand without having a, you know, a name for it. It could just be the way your customers think about you. When we come back, I'm going to ask Catherine if she talks about personal branding differently with men than she does with women. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're still celebrating National Business Women's Week. Catherine Caputa is our guest. She's the author of You Are a Brand, and her last name is spelled K-A-P-U-T-A, and Catherine is with a C. First name with a C, last name with a K.
That's it.
Catherine, give us your website, please.
The website is selfbrand.com, www.selfbrand.com.
All right. And they can find out more about the book there, can't they?
Yes.
And, of course, it's available wherever books are sold.
Yep.
Catherine, it's National Business Women's Week. What do you think about business women having their own week?
I think it's great, because I think that, you know, while women, you know, in the workforce today at the middle level, you know, women have good representation. But when you go to the higher levels of companies, I mean, the percentage of women are like in single digits, you know.
And unfortunately,
at the highest level, it's like 2%. So
unfortunately, last year or so, there have been a couple of ladies who've let their gender down, haven't they?
Yeah.
A couple of ladies.
And I think it's harder for women. For women. And if there's a misstep, they get attacked a lot more. So
yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
the unfair part.
Hewlett-Packard, there are two prominent women there. There was a woman CEO, Carly Fiorina, who mm-hmm. got pushed out a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chairman of the board just recently got pushed out, who was, again, a woman, Patty Dunn.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
You have some very high-profile cases of women who made the top echelons of, the top companies, and it's very hard for them to stay in the job.
Yeah. What do you say to differently to women when you're helping them brand themselves? What do you say differently, if anything, to women than you do to men?
Well, I think on the strategy side, I don't say different things because, when you're developing...
Give us an example of a strategy.
One of the women I worked with was at a middle level of a company. She was a marketing person, and she was stuck in her job, and she really wanted to get to a higher level. And so the whole problem for her is, what did she need to do? What was she doing wrong? And she was working hard. She was smart. She was talented. And I said to her, hey, your problem is you're a jack of all trades. You don't really stand for something that's mm-hmm. new and needed. What aspect of marketing is really going to take off in the future? And when we look, and that you could build a case for yourself in and become a leader in. And
she needed to differentiate herself, didn't she?
Yeah, she didn't differentiate herself. She was kind of like, stood for everything, which means you stand for nothing. So what we focused on for her was a newer area of marketing called loyalty marketing, sort of loyalty program. She worked at a financial services company. So she had done some projects there. She sort of built up that area in her company, and then she got a promotion heading it up, and so she became, and she started speaking about it and developing innovative mm-hmm. programs. So she started standing for something different.
Isn't that good advice for small business owners?
Well, I think it's important for small, because a lot of small business owners that I've worked with too, they develop a business and it sort of does everything.
Yeah.
Well, when you try to do everything, you do nothing. You want to own a piece of real estate in the mind that you can own, that nobody else can own, mm-hmm. and to be different. Just like looking at Microsoft and Apple, Apple's whole premise is very different than what Microsoft's is. And, of course, their execution of it, focusing on the style and the look of their products, again, is a very strong differentiating mm-hmm. factor, sort of mm-hmm. thinking of the visual identification. The naming, Apple, and then the mm-hmm. iMac, the i thing, iPod, iTunes.
Macintosh, yeah.
Things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a very different kind of branding than a Microsoft product. So from mm-hmm. the visual perspective as well as from the verbal naming perspective.
So that's from the strategic standpoint. Now what about the other side?
Well, okay, so looking at tactics, building a visual identity for a woman versus a man, it's much harder for a woman because there's a lot more areas you can go wrong. Hair is a big thing that's a branding device for a woman that you can
doesn't even enter into to men's discussion, really, does it?
No, it doesn't. And men's clothes rarely enter into a discussion.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the things that, Carly Fiorina, who's just written a book, was talking about when she was CEO of Hewlett-Packard, she'd be doing an interview with Forbes or Fortune. They'd be saying, oh, is that an Armani suit?
And now, who would be saying that? Would the women be asking that, or would the men be? The men wouldn't be
both.
Asking her that.
Both
no.
Men and women report. Oh, absolutely.
Well,
and you see descriptions of what a woman is wearing in business.
Yeah.
And if it's off, or it's not,
And you know what? She should. She shouldn't answer those questions.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, she shouldn't answer those questions.
That's why she was smart. She said, "I'm not going to answer that." So it's a problem. Women are judged much more on visual impressions that they make, and visual impressions are important. I mean, there's been a lot of research that shows that people make a snap judgment about you in just a few seconds, and it's based on how you look.
Mm-hmm.
Who you are physically, your face, but your hairstyle, the clothing you choose.
Right.
And women have a lot more area to go wrong. But still there's a lot you can do. I mean, and what you want to do in terms of a woman, if you think in terms of branding, is to have something that's like a trademark element, something that you wear that's like a distinctive, like mm-hmm. a style of suit, or, mm-hmm. Like Madeleine Albright always wears pins on her suits when she was Secretary of State.
Right.
That became a branded element. element of her visual, you know, identity.
Just like my, just like my pearls are my identity. Hey, Catherine, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us your website again, please.
Okay, the website is selfbrand.com. selfbrand.com.
Catherine Caputa. Catherine with a C. Caputa with a K. Thank you, Catherine. See you next time.
Thanks a lot.
Quick break. Right back with Terry Neese. Stay with us.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.